and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to your Tuesday show.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
It is your Tea Tuesday, so go ahead and get creative. You know, this is another weird early morning tradition that we have. We just said, hey, tell us what kind of Tuesday that you're having. You just make it start with a T. And I don't know. It's a Greg Carpenter thing where he's like, hey, it's Tired Tuesday. And we're like, well, what if you're not having a Tired Tuesday? You could be having a completely different kind of experience on a Tuesday. We don't want to like pigeonhole you into being tired if you're not. So just what kind of Tuesday are you having, Jessica?
I am having a touched up Tuesday.
Okay.
Because I got my nails done yesterday for the event I'm hosting on Saturday, Fashionista at National Harbor. Mm-hmm. And the theme this year is like Mediterranean. So it's supposed to be like blues and lemons and that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And so I did my own spin on it. And it's more so kind of like, they look like honeycombs, like bee honeycombs, but blue.
I like it.
You know?
I like
so
it.
So I'm still on theme, but like just making it my own kind of vibe.
I didn't know you were hosting it. So what does that entail? I saw the picture on Instagram. So what does that mean you're hosting it? What do you have to do?
So Fashionistas, I've walked the show a couple of times, but it's one of my favorite events, honestly, of the season because yes, it's like fashion, but it's just kind of it feels like a block party.
Yeah.
The runway takes over Alsina Street in National Harbor. So you've got the fashion show, you've got cocktails and food and live music. And so I just get to MC the whole thing.
So they asked me to do that this
year. And I'm so excited. Also, I didn't know this either. I get an outfit change.
Oh,
so
nice.
They're putting me in one outfit for the beginning and then another at the end.
Okay.
So I'm super stoked. It is free to attend, but there's VIP tickets on fashionista.com, which you can get if you want. You don't have to, but it is free to attend if you want to come hang out.
There you go. Charlotte, your Tea Tuesday?
I'm having a teen, comma, breaking out like a Tuesday.
Wait. Say it one more time.
She had to work it backwards. I see what
teen,
you did there.
Comma, breaking out like a Tuesday.
Yeah, I got it.
So I'm breaking out like a teen, is what I'm saying. So basically, mine is saying, so we got these new cameras that are like ultra 4K. And of course, with this timing, I have gotten the first pimple I've had in like 3 years or something.
I know.
And I'm like,
I don't really get pimples. And all of a sudden, I got this massive pimple on the side of my face.
Hurts.
And I'm like, why is it the day we got the new cameras? I don't understand that.
Yeah,
it makes no sense.
Nobody comment on my blemish.
Oh, they will. Don't worry. I'm having a thighs Tuesday, man. Like, I don't know. And you guys might be, I don't know. 30 is where it kind of kicked in for me. Like, working out back in the day, you could, like, work out as hard as you wanted. And, like, you felt completely fine forever. My next Hyrox race is on Friday. And my body is just destroyed. It's just destroyed. Like, I don't think it's ever going to get back to, like, normal. And I think that, like, if you try to work out,
you're always going to hurt.
Yeah, forever. Like, I don't think it's ever going to, like, recover 100%. I think I'm at, like, a solid 80. Like, my legs are so... I ran again yesterday just to, like, kind of get prepped. And I'm like, these legs are never going to be normal again. I'm like, people that run after the age of 40, I'm like, how do y'all do this consistently? I can't figure it out. So, yeah, my legs are on fire.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three.
Three.
With Jess. Number three.
Gas is still more expensive than it was a year ago, but we saw a significant drop over the past week, and that is something to be happy about. Average gas prices in Baltimore have fallen nearly 40 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $4.12 per gallon, and that's according to Gas Buddy's survey. So prices are 11.6 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, but stand $1.15 per gallon higher than a year ago. So statewide, Gas Buddy price report showed the cheapest station was $3.59 per gallon, but the highest was $5.69.
My God.
In the state.
Yeah, don't let that feel good, by the way. Like, don't let that news feel good to you because we can't let this be normal yet. You know, if you're like, oh my God, it's only $4.50. Like, no.
It did to me, bro. When we were driving like a couple days ago, GarageBoy was like, wait, what does that say? He did a double take. We turned around and pulled right into Royal Farms.
Don't let it get excited yet because this is not supposed to be normal, y'all.
Number two.
Dunkin' is celebrating National Donut Day this Friday with the launch of a limited edition Stony Clover Lane collection of donut and coffee inspired accessories and apparel. So the collab with the lifestyle brand includes items like a Dunkin' iced coffee crossbody bag, different themed pouches, themed charms, and more. The drop goes live online and in select retail stores this Friday at 10 a.m. And this line is super cute. It's pricey though, just be prepared.
Number one.
Once again, Swifties were right. After a day of speculation and Easter eggs. Taylor Swift and Toy Story 5 have announced her new original song, I Knew It, I Knew You, which will be released this Friday. So yesterday, Swifties, if you went to taylorswift.com, they were greeted by a clouded countdown up to the reveal. And Taylor wrote on her social saying, I've always dreamed of getting to write for these characters who I've adored since I was 5 years old. Now, Taylor reunited with collaborator Jack Antonoff for this one, and it's going to return to her country roots. And the song is inspired by cowgirl Jessie's ongoing journey in Toy Story 5. And Toy Story 5 arrives in theaters on June 19th.
Thoughts?
It's really cute. There was like this billboard and it was TS.
Right.
And that's obviously what the Swifties were like.
The marketing campaign was good for it. I mean, I'll give them credit on that. Like that and the clouds change and the...
So cute.
Her album and all that. I mean, they always do a good job with that kind of stuff. I mean, are we excited about a new Taylor Swift song? Are we?
I think so. I mean, with Toy, I mean, how iconic is that for her to be like, I've been attached to these characters since I was 5 years old, and now she's writing an original song and getting to collaborate like that. Yeah. I think it's super, super cute. I'm excited. And also, I want to see Jessie's storyline and all that kind of stuff is really, really sweet. So I'm excited. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family. Because nieces know best.
We call this nieces know best, y'all. It's actually just niece know best. It used to be two nieces. Now we're down to one. This is featuring Jess and her niece, Maya. And in case you don't know who Maya is, let's introduce you to her.
Maya is 11 and all my family's on the West Coast. So once a week, typically I will talk to Maya about something that's going on in my life and I'll ask her for advice. But this week she is actually asking me advice because she wants to ask her parents for an allowance.
So I asked my mom, is there any way where I can earn allowance? And she was like, yeah, you can by doing chores. And I'm like, I got you. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like cleaning the bathroom, scrubbing the toilet.
So did she give you a list of chores that will earn you an allowance, or are you coming up with this list yourself and then you're going to present it to her?
I'm just was planning on getting my notepad and just jotting down ideas. It would kind of be like every 2 weeks.
Okay. And like, do you
on
have
Friday,
an amount?
I would do my chores for like 2 weeks. And then on that second week on Friday, I'd like calculate all the chores. I'd show my mom and then she'd be like, okay. And then she'd pay me.
Okay. So are you going to like have a price for each of these chores?
Yeah, but it's not going to be that high. It's going to be like below $5. That's literally all these chores basically.
So this is what I think. To give you a better chance of her saying yes, I do think that you just need to ask her what the amount that she's comfortable with giving you after the 2 weeks. And it won't so much be like, okay, I cleaned the toilet, so the toilet is $1. I just feel like that's a lot. But I think you have a better chance at success if you just make sure that you are on top of all of the chores consistently for the 2 weeks. I feel like if you tell her, like, these are the three things that I'm going to focus on, that is how you will get a better chance of her saying yes. And you have to think about, what is it that I know with the schedule that you have, because you are a very, very busy girl, that you can commit to being like, every single week, this will be done.
Okay.
So think about that. Think about things that you know. Yeah, girl, I got you. And let me know how it goes.
Okay, I will.
It's good business advice. Young person business advice. From Jessica Dutra.
Maya loves making money. So she...
The Dutras are a hustling type.
Yeah, we are.
I forget how you did that back in the day. Like, how did you convince your parents to give you money? You know? I mean, I don't know, y'all. My parents, my allowance is $50 a week back in the day. So y'all, and it's always a touchy topic when I bring that up. Y'all used to get so mad at me for that. I don't know. My parents just be handing me money left and right. But
yeah. And then some households, you got to earn your money.
Yeah, so, my parents are a little more generous than other parents.
And my auntie, her mom is a tough cookie. So I just wanted to set her up for success. She can't go in there without a plan because then she won't have a chance.
What do you think she'll get? What do you think your allowance is going to be?
That's the thing.
What do you think she'll get?
I don't know. I think after 2 weeks, I mean, I could see it ranging between like 10 and 20 bucks.
God.
I think it's just going to kind of depend. But
what is,
you know,
a normal allowance nowadays? I don't even know what kids should expect nowadays. Kids, we're trying to like help you out to like maybe figure out as you're going to your summer months what your allowance should be.
But
you know
I just
what I mean?
Feel like the polite thing to do is to ask your parents. I don't think as a kid you should be telling your parents how much money they should be giving you.
I think you should know the average of the neighborhood. You know what I mean?
See, and that's where you're wrong. That's where you're wrong. And that's where you're kind of, it's almost like the audacity.
Like the going average.
And that's not what we're pushing here.
Be like, Jenny's getting 15 bucks. What in the world? What's up with this five?
It doesn't matter what's going on in the house
I
next
think it
door.
Does.
It matters what's going on in your home where you live.
I think I'd be like, what's up? I'm going to move next door then.
Now you're setting kids up to get a no. And that's not the point of today.
I don't know. I think you should like talk to your classmates before you head out for the summer and just be like, I'm just kind of curious what you are getting, and then kind of figure out if it's fair or not. If not, you should hit your morning show up, and we can like start a little chaos before we head into the summer months. I mean, to me, honestly, it depends on how old you are. I think if you're doing chores around the house, if you're like working, right? If you're actually working, doing chores, I think anything less than like $20 a week sounds enough. In this economy, less than $20 didn't seem fair to me.
I don't agree with you.
Like, what wouldn't seem fair to like clean a house? I mean, you think like housekeepers make less? I mean, I'm saying for a child.
Yes, we're talking about a kid who's going to have a certain amount of chores that they're going to be able to actually complete and check off consistently. You know, she's not going to be in there with Clorox. You know what I'm saying? Like
gloves.
Yeah. Clorox. Yes. I don't know.
$20 sounds fair.
So even if it is $10, I mean, that's better than nothing.
You can text us what you give your kids now, and maybe, but it also depends on what they do, I guess. But I don't. $20 sounds about
exactly.
For this economy,
it depends on like what chores you're doing and stuff like that. If you walk into the situation of the conversation demanding something from your parents, they're going to turn you around and laugh at your face. So maybe just be polite about it.
Like, what's the minimum wage for allowance?
Yeah,
for kids, for children. Crazy. I don't know what it is, man.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000.
Five. All right, let's go for that $1,000 over at Royal Farms. We do take 50% of that for our finder's fee, though. We should start adding a finder's fee into this. caller number 10 is playing this morning. Hi, who's this? Hi.
Reagan,
what's up? You're number 10.
Hey, Reagan.
Oh, my God. Hey.
Hey, what's up? Oh, my God, you're here. Yeah, you're number 10. Have you played before, Reagan? You've never played before.
No, I played last week.
Oh, yeah, well, my God. Well, hey, what's up? Okay. Oh, my God, you're back. All right, Reagan, well, let's try this again. You know how to play. We'll explain to everybody else because you never know when you're going to be like, oh, my God, it's me. Jess, how do we do this?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win a $1,000 Royal Farms gift card. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we can come back to them only if there's time at the end. Reagan, you ready to play?
Let's do it.
Your chance at $1,000 to Royal Farms starts now.
Question number 1, what does CIA stand for?
Pass.
Question number 2, if it's 4:44 right now, what time will it be in 1 hour and 6 minutes?
5:46.
No. Mm-mm.
Nope. It's 5:50. You were 5:50. So close.
1 hour and 6 minutes. So we had to be
it's
an hour.
Okay, you were close. Yeah, math sucks. It's
5:55.
Okay.
It's all right. Well, let's go back to the top, and then we'll keep playing for fun after that, all right?
Yeah, back to number 1 that we passed on. What does CIA stand for? That is Central Intelligence Agency.
Right.
And then let's see how you would have done on the rest of the round. On number 3, in the movie Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, the time machine was made out of what?
I would pass on that one, too.
Yeah. Okay, that's a phone booth.
That's a phone booth they used, yeah.
Number 4, where was the Magna Carta signed?
Do you know?
Nope.
That's a hard question. It's Runnymede, England. Runnymede, England is where it was. That's a hard question.
We would have taken England, though. That's fine.
Well.
Number 5, what is a scientist who studies plants called?
A botanist?
There you go.
Yeah,
yep.
Heck yeah, good job. Number 6, what is the 5th consonant in the alphabet?
There you
correct.
Go. Perfect.
And then number 7, last question here. What is the song that Jiminy Cricket sings in Pinocchio?
When You Wish Upon a Star.
There you go. Correct. Good job.
If you sing it, we'll give you a bonus point right now.
No.
She's like, bonus point, don't give me Royal Farm gift card.
It won't win it for you, but hey, we'll give you a bonus point. All right, Reagan. Well, there you go. That's how it's played. You know how it goes. I mean, to get in 2 weeks in a row, that's not bad. We'll come back tomorrow. You know how this goes. We'll do 7 new trivia questions, and we'll see you same time tomorrow, okay?
All right, cool. Have a good day, guys.
Have a good day, Reagan. The $1,000 Minute is sponsored by Royal Farms. With the ROFO Rewards app, you'll get exclusive deals every day. To join, text ROFO, R-O-F-O, to 43751. Royal Farms, real fresh, real fast.
Am I being too picky? I had an amazing first date with an amazing woman, and I plan to never talk to her ever again.
Charlotte, before he tells us the story, is he being too picky?
Yes. Yes. And annoying.
Oh, you're using my formula.
Irritating and exhausting.
She was really great. Honestly, there's a lot of things that checked out about this. When you hear about this woman, and she's 37, okay, age appropriate.
Thank
which,
God. Appropriate. Okay, cool. God. That's new for you. Cheer. Yay.
That's not typically my age range that I date a little old for me, but
okay, now you're ruining it. Yeah.
I'm joking. No, there was a lot of things that really, actually, I met her at yoga, so there we go. We have that
okay,
in common.
Okay, nice.
But she said one thing during this date, and I was like, nope, this is never going to work out. Because I feel like there's some things that, like, how in the world could you ever, like, make something work, right? Mm-hmm. I was talking about how I had just gotten back from Utah, right? And travel is like a really big thing for me, right? That's a big part of my life. I take a trip like once a month, basically.
Yeah, true.
And she tells me how she really doesn't like to travel. Mm-hmm. Like, she hasn't taken a trip in years and flying gives her anxiety.
Okay, I was going to say, like, what is her reasoning?
Like, and she doesn't like to sleep away from her house. And like, she kind of went on and on and on. Like, she'll go to Ocean City. Like,
because travel and being away from home and also just being on planes in general can cause a lot of stress for people.
Right. Yeah. So like her idea of a vacation is going to Ocean City. Like, yes. That is her vacation. And for a lot of people, like, that's their idea of a trip, right?
It is a trip. It's like, a very fun trip.
For me, that's like, that's not my idea of the only vacation. It's fine. That's that you can go to Ocean City. But like, usually when I travel, I'll go somewhere outside the state. I'm going to explore. I'm going to go somewhere. I'm going
to a different
do something.
Country.
Right. And I do it a lot, right? I take a lot of trips. Mm-hmm. So I was sitting there and literally, y'all, I like got the ick. Like, immediately I was like, this ain't never going to work. This ain't never, ever, ever gonna work.
Wait, why?
How in the world
why
would
can't
I
you go?
Ever be with somebody that doesn't like to travel? Like, how can someone that loves to travel ever be with someone that doesn't love to travel? Like doesn't, not even like doesn't like to travel, but like despises traveling. You know what I mean? I think there's some things that you can be like not compatible with somebody and it work out just fine, right? Let's say that like your partner likes baseball and you don't like baseball. That'd be fine. But if you like love to travel and your partner like despises traveling, like literally like, gives them anxiety.
Because of her anxiety.
Like literally, can those two things go together and like you guys have a life that's like truly fulfilling together? So honestly, y'all, like, I have kind of put that one off to the side. As much as I was excited about it, I was like, oh,
bro,
think
you
that's
still pursued
work.
The woman with children. This is so much less of a deal breaker.
To me, I don't think it can work.
So take travel out of it. Everything else was like
it was
fun.
Good. It was a great first date. It was a really, really great first date. I literally had to put the brakes on because I was like, I don't think it can work. I mean, think about your marriage with the garage boy. There's some things I'm sure you guys don't have in common, but it can't be as big as travel.
Like, I am, okay, to be honest with you, I am a little surprised by your reaction.
Because?
Because her reasoning is anxiety, and it's something that she struggles with.
100%.
And you're very open about things that cause you anxiety, that you have issues with, that you want empathy for and understanding for. And so I think...
I'm not giving her a hard time for it.
Well,
but you said you have the ick based on her anxiety.
Yeah.
I do. I'm just saying
gross.
The ick about the relationship. I just don't think I can go any further with this. If it's that big of a difference with something that you love and she's like, I absolutely can never partake in that. And it's something you'd want to do with your partner.
But she wasn't being like, you're not allowed to go. Like, no. I'll just be here when you get back.
But wouldn't you want to do something like that with your partner, though? Like, I just can't imagine just being like, oh, like, okay, time for a honeymoon. Well, we got one option. We're going to Ocean City. Where's our anniversary? We're going to Ocean City. Hey, it's my birthday. Where are we going to go? Ocean City. Like,
okay, first of all, there's a lot of other places you can go to in the state of Maryland other than Ocean City.
But like, that's
City
her
that
idea
offer,
of
that offer
a
lot of like really cool, interesting, you know, experiences.
So, to you, someone that doesn't like to travel and someone that travel can be completely compatible.
Well listen, it kind of sounds like you're already checked out of it, so I don't think that there's any convincing to do
it. I don't feel good about it.
Because obviously you shouldn't move forward if this is the mindset you have about it. You know what I mean?
Asking your opinion, though. Can those two go together, you think?
I don't see the issue with you, because I think it would be a deal breaker if she was like, you're never allowed to leave the state line. Otherwise, I'm going to flip a table. You know, she didn't say that. She's kind of like, call me, beat me. When you want to reach me, have fun. I'll be here when you get back. And I don't see the problem with that.
I mean, Charlotte, can those two go together, you think? Someone that like loves to travel and someone that like really despises traveling. It's just...
I do, but I think it comes down to like, is travel something that is essential for you to like bond romantically?
I would think.
Like, for me, like, I need someone who shares my love of music. So I think you just have to think about, like, is that something that you can still do with your friends and, like, still be fulfilled? Or is that something that you need to have that romantic bond?
Yeah. True.
I don't know. I mean, I've never met someone that's, like, so anti-travel. Like, could it actually work? I mean, I don't know. A lot of Ocean City trips, though, for sure. Okay, be honest with us. Why did you have to call 911? Now, we're clearly not looking for stories that are like real reasons to call 911, right? Like, if you know that you called for a very legitimate reason, please let's not bring the vibe of Tuesday down, right? We want you to call us if it is a like reason you look back on now and you're like, maybe that was something I could have Googled, or maybe it wasn't actually as much of an emergency as I thought it was. The reason I asked this is there's an article on BuzzFeed this morning talking about 911 dispatchers are basically talking about like some of the dumbest reasons of why they've been called before, right? And I don't expect there to be like dumb reasons, but I
know, because sometimes people just don't know. And when you're in a state of panic,
that's what I'm saying.
That's the only number that's in your head.
I am sure that you've had a moment before. There's got to be somebody listening where like you had a moment and you're like, oh my God, like what else am I going to do other than call 911 right now?
Yes.
Because you were just
maybe you didn't have anyone else to call,
freaking out, and you called 911.
Yeah.
And if you look back now, you'd be like, you know what? That actually probably wasn't like a 911 moment. I'll give you a couple examples of what we're looking for right now, okay? This person said a 96-year-old woman called 911 after reporting a missing child, okay? Now, it sounds legitimate. Here's the problem. Her missing child was her 86-year-old daughter who had not gotten back home by dark. Okay.
That's her child.
So, 86-year-old woman, not home by dark. It's a little, you know, maybe not a reason to call 911 over, right?
Maybe, though.
Wait, how old was her mom?
Was 96. So she was 96 and she was the daughter was 68. Not really reasonable.
Oh, I thought you said 86. I was like, she had her daughter at 10?
Sorry. Okay. 96.
That makes sense.
Sorry. Yeah. 68-year-old daughter. Sorry. Get my numbers back up. A woman called from Wendy's drive-thru because they would not sell her a Whopper.
And she called
Wendy's.
911.
And so she got pissed and she called 911.
Oh, because she, oh no.
Because she's at the wrong.
She was like, I'm at Wendy's, not at Burger King.
They're like, why won't you sell me one? They're like, man, we don't have those here. She got pissed and she calls 911.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, she got mad. All right. A guy once called during a power outage to ask the score of the USA Canadian Olympic gold medals game.
Oh my God. He's like, well, you know, you clearly are connected to Wi-Fi. I am not.
I'm not, so I need to know.
I know you're busy, but if you could just really quickly share that info with me.
I'll give you one more. Somebody called to report their neighbors were, quote, dropping pebbles into her pebbled driveway. Okay. It turns out it actually wasn't happening. She was just actually harassing her neighbors for months. And that was the only reason that she could actually get back at them by saying they're dropping pebbles in my driveway. It clearly was not happening. So I don't know what
would
your reason.
Would you even call 911 if people were putting stuff in your driveway, like rocks?
Clearly some type of neighbor dispute.
Okay.
Jess has called 911 before.
Yeah.
Jess, your reason for calling 911.
Okay, I would just like to preface this. This is why I understand. Even like, you know, the lady whose daughter didn't come home. She just didn't know who to call. She was in like a state of panic.
Yes.
I was in a state of panic. So Garage Boy and I were on, and my mom and my sister, he was dropping us off at my wedding dress appointment, actually. I loved it, Stella's in Westminster. And he got his tire popped when we were on the freeway. And like, to be honest with you, I couldn't even tell you where we were, but where it happened was a very dangerous like area where we could barely pull off to the side. So his car was kind of like sticking in the middle of the road. So his car is like halfway on the side, halfway at the in the road.
Oh.
And I did not know what to do. There was no one that we could call to help us. I just freaked out and I just called 911. And she was like, okay, so clearly you guys need to call like AAA or something, but like this is not something we can help you with. And I was like, can you please just connect me to someone in the area or like some, I freaked out. To be honest with you, I freaked out. I didn't know
what
to do.
Man, I'm not a tow truck
driver. I had no one to call. I just freaked out and I just called 911 in my state of emergency.
Hey, Mix 106.5, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, Terry.
Hey,
from Baltimore.
Hi. So you called 911 before?
Well, my husband did.
Even better. I'm sure this is going to go somewhere great. What happened? Why did you call 911?
Yeah. So my daughter, my youngest, was maybe 20 months at the time.
Okay.
And we were out back and, you know, in the garden and just fooling around. And he was putzing around weeding. And all of a sudden she walks in the back door and makes like this choking sound. And she's holding, I guess she picked a habanero pepper from the garden.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And it was, she had taken a bite out of it and we didn't know how much she swallowed, but she's just like making like these choking sounds just because it's hot.
Right.
It's hot. So I grabbed her and I'm holding her over the sink, pouring milk in her mouth. And he walks in the back door and he's on the phone and he goes, is she okay? Like, is she, what's going on? Is she choking? I said, who are you on the phone with? He goes, 911. I'm like, oh my God, hang up the phone. I have social services calling.
Hang on. Okay, hang on. I got a question though.
They let's
go around the studio really quick. Let's go around the studio. Would you have called 911 if your kid had eaten some type of hot pepper though? I don't know that I wouldn't have done the same thing. I'll be completely honest with you. I don't know.
I would have freaked out.
I would have freaked out. Would you call 911 though?
Obviously I would.
I mean,
if I'm just, stuck on the side of the road with nobody to call.
I mean, we may have also dialed 911. Would you dial 911 over that? I mean, I'll be honest. Like,
it's fine for an adult. Like, it might not be safe for a kid.
Yo, I mean, 3 out of 3 may have dialed 911. Okay, tell us why you called 911, and then we'll tell you we also would have called 911 over that, okay? Let's talk to Carrie in Columbia. What's up, Carrie? Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so why did you have to call 911, Carrie?
Because I had an earbud stuck in my ear.
Wait, that's actually terrifying.
First off, how did that happen?
Well, I have like the earbuds that have like the plastic piece in it that goes in your ears.
Yeah.
And it got stuck.
Yeah.
So the guy actually told me I could take you to the hospital or I could try to take it out myself. So the guy that actually came took it out of my ear by himself.
Wait, who is the guy?
Police officer?
No, the EMT.
Oh, the EMT.
Duh.
So you actually you end up calling 911. Okay. Would you have called 911 because you had an earbud stuck in your ear?
Probably. I would be freaking out.
Why not just drive yourself though to the hospital at that point?
Because I had no way to get there.
Okay, you had no option of a way to get there. Okay. If I had no option.
Dude, you're for sure calling 911. Are you kidding
That's
me?
That's scary.
I have a newfound like fear now.
Yeah, no, that was scary.
This was not even a fear of mine until now. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Honestly, if I was stuck in my house or wherever I was, and I had no way of getting my earbud out of my house. Like, yeah, I'm calling 911.
Somebody come 100%. And get this out of my ear 100%.
Immediately. Who are we talking to, Jess? Who's this?
This is Tom on 1 in Baltimore.
All right, Tom, why did you call 911?
So when I was in Vienna, Austria, for the canceled Taylor Swift show 2 summers ago, I had to Google what their 911 was because it wasn't 911. So I first had to Google it, and I was locked outside of my hotel for 2 hours, and I didn't know what to do because I was in Vienna, Austria. But then some girl wearing a Torture Poets Department dress help me in.
Wait, hang on.
Hang on.
Why did you have to call them, though?
Because I couldn't get into my hotel and there was no one working there. They didn't have 24-hour service, and I didn't know what to do. And they did say this was not a police matter.
Okay.
You're stranded. He was
so
stranded.
You're in another
That's
country.
Actually
okay.
Terrifying.
All right. So you're stranded in another country, and you can't get into your hotel room. So you Google their version of 911, which was what, by the way? Do you remember?
I think it was like 711.
711. Okay. Would that be a good reason to call their, would everyone on the show, would you have called their version of 911?
I would.
Yeah.
Because I assume this was like at night.
Do?
I assume this is at night. You're by yourself. You don't know what to do. You have nowhere to go. I mean, the fact that they told you this wasn't a police matter, good luck. I mean, that sucks.
Yeah,
but
that
I
sucks.
Would try at least, because what do you do?
Yeah, I was very irate.
Yeah, I don't know what else. I've been kind of mad about that, honestly. But whose problem is this then? Like,
so
you're
they
stuck
basically
outside.
Just hung up on you, and that was it.
Sorry?
Did they just hang up on you, and they were like, "Good luck"?
Yeah. That's exactly what they
wow,
did.
Wow, damn, man.
But then the Swifties came to my aid.
Okay,
of course.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's
Thank
good.
Goodness.
At least they figured it out then. Wow. Yeah, I probably would have called 911 after a while. I mean, I'd probably gone to the front desk first, but after that.
No, but he said nobody was there.
Okay, fair enough. Let's go to, this is Megan in Perry Hall. What's up, Megan? Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Megan, you called 911. Why?
Well, I didn't call 911, but when we were younger, the neighbors across the street, they kind of had like a feuding battle. So the one neighbor called the cops on the other neighbor for getting their fence wet with the sprinkler. And then also they called the cops on us because they said we put hazardous material in the road, but it was just a soda was spilled in the road.
Okay, hang on. All right, now,
who are
I know,
these people?
As a kid, that sounds ridiculous. Now that we're an adult, if you had people spraying your fence with water, would you call 911?
They didn't spray, hang on, it was the
hang
sprinklers.
On. I'd be kind of annoyed.
You're the issue. You're the problem.
I'm going to be honest.
Absolutely. Absolutely not, because I have three kids, and God only knows what, you know, what sprinklers and things are happening in the yard. So I would definitely not be calling the cops on anyone for getting my fence wet.
The first time, maybe not the third time, I'm calling the cops.
Oh,
I'm calling 911. I'm calling 911 the third time. It's absolutely going to happen. I'm sorry. Let me talk to Terrence first. What's up? Good morning. So wait, what happened? This wasn't actually you though that called 911. This was somebody that you were involved with. What happened?
Correct. Yeah. So I am a nurse, and this was a mom who called 911 because when she was a new mom and her baby got the hiccups for the first time.
Okay. So hang on.
Her baby got hiccups for the first time.
So hang on. Now, if
did
if,
she know they were hiccups or no?
No, she did not. So when talking to her, she said that she didn't realize that babies got hiccups. And so she thought the baby was gasping for air.
Okay.
Listen, this woman probably hasn't slept in 5 days.
And I understand that.
You know,
so that's what I'm saying.
She's fighting for her life. She doesn't know where she is.
I'm not a parent.
So we were totally understanding. We even admitted mom and baby overnight for monitoring. So yeah. Mom.
No, wait, you had to bring her to the hospital
for
that?
So sweet. No. You're sweet for that.
No, hang on. No, again, I'm not a parent, but like you kept her in the hospital to monitor the hiccups?
Well, you know, it was one of those things where it was like, she was already there kind of thing, but it was like, you could tell she was really stressed out, and I guess the spouse worked shift work, and she had no family and whatnot, and so sometimes you gotta like read between the lines,
But
at the end of the day, she called 911 because, I mean, I didn't choose to admit, I don't have that authority, but...
Hey, but be honest, behind the scenes, were y'all like, yo, this baby just has hiccups. Like, what are we doing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
That was so sweet,
I just want
though.
Some honesty about that. All right, thank you. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it. Let's talk to, Sherry, you said?
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Sherry? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Sherry, you had to call 911. Why?
I did not call 911. It was the first time I was babysitting ever, and the two boys that I was babysitting wanted ice cream, and I said no. I was just trying to follow the rules, so I put them to bed, and the older one calls 911 and pretends like he's being murdered.
Wait, I'm sorry, what? What happened?
Oh, yeah, theatrics and everything, the brother in the background making gurgling noises. I'm downstairs watching a movie, and then all of a sudden the police roll up, and I answer the door, and I'm like, what the heck are you people talking about? I'm just babysitting, and they're trying to get me to give them a sign of whether I'm actually okay, or
what?
Maybe there's someone behind the door holding me at gunpoint.
No, what? Wait! They think you're murdering these children?
Yes. So it's like a nightmare,
oh,
and I'm like,
my.
I am never freaking babysitting again.
Oh,
and then his
God.
Mother did end up coming home like he wanted because he had called the police and acted like an insane person.
What in the world?
How old were they, by the way?
Oh, 10 and 7.
10 and 7? Are you kidding? How did this end? Like, how were we able to convince the police that no one was being hurt within the home?
I had to let them come in my neighbor's house and search the house and sit the boys on the couch and have a talk with them. And then the police are telling the boys that, you know, we can bring your parents down for this because you're breaking a huge law. And it was such a nightmare.
What a mess.
I get home and my mother's like, how did you let that happen?
Wait, no. She asked
the
you.
The gaslighting is crazy.
She asked you how you let that happen? How you let them call the cops and say they're being murdered?
Yes, and then she goes, they're probably never going to want you to babysit them again. Like,
obviously, you're never going there again because they're crazy.
Right? That was where I was at with it. So, yeah, it was the first babysitting experience ever.
Ever, yeah. Did you guys have cool principals back in the day, or were they lame? Because I feel like it's like one or the other. There's nowhere in between, probably. This is Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. The reason that I ask is there is a story this morning, allegedly, and this is why it's allegedly, this principal's claiming that she did not do this. But allegedly, there's a principal in Florida right now that's saying she didn't do this, but she was quoted using a Fetty Wap song as her quote in the yearbook, and now is being put on administrative leave because of it. Yeah,
why?
So she was quoted using Trap Queen, for those that that know Fetty Wap. The quote that she left inside of the yearbook this year, I want to make sure I get this quote right, was "Everybody hating, we just call them fans, though."
Is she a millennial? Do we know?
I mean, she probably would be, right? She'd probably be around my age, I would assume, right?
I don't see the issue with that.
So this is the, here's the news report.
I did not put that quote in the yearbook, nor did I approve that quote to be in the yearbook.
We live in the age of social media where this stuff can kind of go viral and get crazy real fast. Some of the people who were screaming about this thing the loudest don't even have children in the school.
There were certain parents that went straight to the district or straight to the news or straight to Facebook. None of them even called me.
For what? What is your beef? What is your beef with Fetty Wap? It wasn't even that bad.
I don't know. I don't know. Parents, like, would you be mad if like your kids' principal put
everybody hating, we just call them fans? Yeah, though? That's like a mantra. Like, that's a lifestyle.
That's inspiring.
Terrible. Even exactly. Let's say hypothetically she did use that quote. Would you be mad that she used that quote? Because like
I would be inspired.
I don't think that I would. I'd be that upset. Was your principal cool back in the day? Or were they lame?
He was pretty cool. He was actually a referee for the NFL for a couple years. So sometimes we would see him on TV at NFL games.
That's kind of rad, because I feel like some principals were really kind of cool. And if you had a principal that used Fetty Wap quote, I'd be like, that's a cool principal. I don't think there'd be a problem with that. I had a principal one time, and like this was the rumor, and I guess we could have confirmed this, but it was a lot harder back in the day. The rumor is that she was in Playboy. Now, we were in middle school.
Yeah,
we were in middle school.
That clearly.
Right. We were in middle school. There was no way. I mean, keep in mind, this is like pre-internet, basically. So like,
and it just took one of you creepos to say one thing, and then it spread like wildfire. Yeah.
And there was no way to really confirm that, right? Because like, what were we gonna do? Like, go to like the archives? Like, what can we do? So that was the rumor. But we thought. I mean, can you imagine a bunch of middle school boys?
I can. You guys are gross.
Being like, whoa, is that true? Like, whoa. Shout out your principal. Was your principal cool or no?
Mine was so scary.
Really? A scary one?
She ran our high school like a naval ship. Like, yeah. You would just be in school at like 6 a.m. and you would just hear like, Terry!
No.
Like, I don't know why I picked my dad's name to shout.
Why? She was just kind of scary.
Because some people are scary too, yeah.
To be fair, like, people were crazy.
Okay,
They were acting like world star in the hallway, so like she kind of had to, but like,
yeah, kind of keep that same energy.
She was scary.
I guess that's a problem too. You have to think about, like, if you are a principal, you can't just be quoting Trap Queen and like expect respect sometimes too, though.
Why?
You know what I mean?
I'm sorry. I genuinely don't see the issue with her saying that. I think what's messed up is maybe like one of the students heard her say it and then they put that in the yearbook.
True.
It wasn't like something she approved. But even if she was saying that, there's nothing wrong with quoting Fetty Wap. She should not, her job should not be on the line. Like, who are these insane people? Like, there's other things going on in the world.
Wait,
like,
I know. With all the things happening in the world, I just, and all the things that like teachers are getting in trouble for in the world, I just think it like getting quoted using,
if anything,
Fetty
it's inspirational.
Wap.
It's a way to change your perspective on the way that you think about people who are trying to bring you down and use it as fuel to keep going forward. That's what I took from that principal's quote.
Hi, this is Melissa from Westminster. Am I a bad mom because I won't buy my son the gaming system that I promised him after he missed 2 days of school for his grandmother's funeral?
Okay.
That's probably not true.
It's the Kramer and Jess Parent Panel on Mix 106.5.
Well, y'all, it's time for the Parent Panel. If you've never been here for one of these before, Jess, what is this?
Parents call into the show and they share a situation when someone in their life has called them a bad parent. And we just kind of see how we got there in the first place.
What is this about?
So with my son, right, he's 14, you know, before school starts, we always set goals for him, right? We'll have like an academic goal, a sports goal for him. And so he came up with his like academic goal was going to be perfect attendance.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay, you know, if you do perfect attendance, I'll get you the Nintendo Switch 2.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, and I mean, it was like working, right? Like,
sure.
I mean, he was going to school, he wasn't giving me grief, and kind of unexpectedly, my mother passed away.
Sorry.
Thank you. And so we had to go travel out of state. So, okay. You know, the funeral wasn't the weekend, so he had to miss school.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of like, let's reevaluate this again. You know, you want that perfect attendance. And if you come with us, you're not going to get that perfect attendance.
You said that?
And well, yeah. I mean, I just feel like I wanted him to know, like, this is a decision that he's going to make.
Wait, but he had to pick between the Nintendo Switch and his grandmother's funeral?
Well, it wasn't like pick between them. It was just like, this is the situation. His grandmother would have understood. She was like a rule follower. And so she would respect the fact that he stayed behind with a friend, if that's what he chose, and stayed true to his perfect attendance so he could get his Nintendo 2 Switch. Now, he didn't choose that, but basically I laid it out. Like, here's your options. If you do this, this happens. And so he decided, and I commended his decision. He wanted to go pay his respects to his grandmother.
Well, yeah.
As one would.
As one typically
does.
Likes yeah, to do.
Right. So he went, and now he doesn't have perfect attendance.
Right.
And you're not going to buy him a Switch.
But wait, but what about the perfect attendance, though? There was no, like, casualties that got taken into consideration? Like, what if he got sick, or, like, if there was an emergency? None of that matters.
No, it doesn't, because like the rule was like perfect attendance. Like, I don't want him to be one of those kids that it's like, you know, always like trying to bend the rules. It's like, no, like
somebody,
you know, if at work, right? Like, if he was in a job and there was some whatever gift for perfect attendance and somebody died, something happened, well, he got sick.
And this, like, is your mom too, by the way. I mean, but that doesn't matter to you.
I know. Well, of course it matters to me. I mean,
yeah. And I'm really sorry, by the way.
Thank you. I don't know. I just want to raise him where, like, there's no, like, bending of the rules. And I'm glad that he chose what he chose, but I just feel that, like, you have to stay true to your word. So, you know, we're getting towards the end of the school, so he's kind of like, please, Mom, like, come on. Like, and that's where my husband was like, yeah, you're a bad mom.
Shall we chat this out then, everybody? Yeah?
Yeah. Right. I would like to hear if anybody's on my side.
All right.
Hopefully.
Well, let's do it then. Welcome to the parent panel. Okay, this was his goal. He said, listen, I want to do perfect attendance this year. If I do, will you get me a Nintendo Switch 2? Melissa said yes. That was the goal. Unfortunately, Melissa's mother passed away, and they had a funeral they had to go to, right? Melissa gave her some of the options, said, you don't have to come, but just know, like, this ain't going to mean perfect attendance anymore. Now here we are at the end of the school year. Her son's upset, being like, please, Mom, don't let that one count against the days, please. Melissa's saying, a deal is a deal, rules are rules. Is it the wrong thing to do by saying, you don't get perfect attendance? Jess?
I understand the intent of the lesson, but I do think it's damaging to put him in a situation where he essentially had to pick either a Nintendo Switch versus having final moments with his grandmother. Because honestly, it's like, if he would have picked the Nintendo Switch over his grandmother's funeral, I would almost think that he's a psychopath. So, like, there's literally days. Like, there's days left of the school year, and he's been doing so good. So I almost just feel like it would make me feel deflated.
Yeah.
Listen, you have to make decisions in life, and there's consequences of those decisions. And I'm more than happy with him that he picked to go to his grandmother's funeral, but he knew that he couldn't have both.
Yes, on paper, that is correct. If that was the rules, then, like, that's the rule. He did not get perfect attendance. I think we have to take the emotions of the funeral out of it. And if your rules were you're going to have perfect attendance, that's the only way I'm going to give you this Switch. It wouldn't matter if it was a funeral, a tsunami, the second coming of Jesus. It wouldn't have mattered what this thing was that, like, would have stopped him from getting the Switch. Well, let's get the parent panel going here. Who's up?
This is Brian in Bel Air on 5.
I mean, Brian, what do you feel like? Do you feel like Melissa should, like, let her son have perfect attendance because the only day he missed, honestly, was you know, her mom's funeral?
I agree with the mom. He didn't have perfect attendance. That's just the reality of life. You know, like, no one did anything wrong.
Yeah, right.
But it felt like a trap almost. Like, if he didn't go to his grandmother's funeral, I feel like there would have been words exchanged about priorities.
Yeah, well, so I feel like sometimes there are consequences for doing the right thing, and that's the consequence. He didn't win, quote, the prize of the Nintendo Switch.
And that's kind of, I mean, you're not wrong about it, but is it insensitive?
Well, I think it's tough love that a kid learns when he's young like that instead of when he, you know, gets out into the real world and something like that happens. If he experiences disappointment like that now, he'll be ready for something that happens later in his life. I mean, if that were my kid, I'd be really proud of him that he did the right thing.
No, okay. Who's up, Jess?
This is Bun Mom Faith and Dundalk on 3.
Bun Mom Faith. What's up? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. This woman is insane.
Whoa, okay. All right. Well, I mean, what? Why? I mean, if she said perfect attendance.
Taking the technicality out of the equation, this boy, you know, he did the right thing. He went to his grandmother's funeral, yeah. And he made every other day of school he went to. She put him in an impossible decision, you know, between doing the right thing and doing what you want. Mm. And now I feel like she's punishing him for not, you know, for him not, you know, staying in school every day when anyone would go to their grandmother's funeral.
Literally. Literally.
You're not wrong about that.
Unless she's just trying to get out of having to pay for a Nintendo Switch.
Which, I mean, yo.
I thought about that, too, because Nintendo Switches are like $500.
No, I know. They're expensive.
I understand that that's expensive.
Yeah.
But, so, like, is it a loophole? It's just not fair to the boy.
Maybe she thought she wasn't going to do it. And now that he's doing it, which I think is completely messed up.
Maybe that's it. Chris in Carroll County, what's up? We'll give you the final vote here. I mean, she literally said, listen, you have to. I mean, he actually made the thing up. He said, listen, I want to get perfect attendance. And then they came up with the reward of the Nintendo Switch. I mean, is she wrong then by not letting him have it? Because, I mean, he did technically miss 2 days.
This is Nicole in Bel Air.
Oh, actually. Sorry. Then we'll go to Nicole. Nicole, yeah. It's going to be you then. You get final vote. What's up? Who is this?
Nicole?
Whoever in the world this is right now.
I'm Chris right now.
Yeah, no, I thought so. What's up? What's up, Chris? Yeah, what's up, Chris?
Okay. Yeah, and as I said before, I don't rarely say this, but yeah, bad mother. This is ridiculous.
Why?
And by the way, even when you're at work, if you have an important meeting, if someone dies, you're excused from that, and you get paid, and you can go.
Yeah, valid.
It just doesn't make any sense. I feel like this kid, like, we should be chipping in to get this kid the Switch because he showed more integrity than his mother.
Okay, fair. Now, but wait a minute. Now, again, if we're going on technicality.
No.
Because, now, again, and by the way, I'm playing
this
devil's advocate.
Family.
I'm playing.
This is family. It isn't about technicality. And he did the right thing.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't have been a choice. This isn't him blowing off school. This was somebody. Okay, I would like to ask the mother, if she dies and he has something going on at work, should he blow his own mother's funeral off to make sure that's done? Like, is that okay? Just asking. What would her feelings? Because that's what she's sort of teaching him.
Yo, Carol County's on fire today.
To make that choice between a family responsibility or, you know, something that you should be there for or something else. And to me, this kid made the right choice in choosing his family, but I don't think he should have been penalized for it.
Yeah, there goes
I might have told him that and then surprised him at the end with it. You know what I mean? Because he'd made the right choice.
Yeah, there goes.
And I'm not sure if every kid would have made that choice, believe it or not.
It's true. It's true.
Chris, where you been? Why don't you call more often, Chris? Where you been?
I actually work with families and children, so I listen to this stuff a lot.
Yeah, anyway. Well, she's like, this is not my leisure activity, but hey, I'm glad you called. Thank you so much. I mean, listen, Melissa, it sounds like, you heard her yourself. I mean, what most parents are saying, this is not the right thing to do. So what do you think you want to do then? Like, do you want to?
Well, listen, like I hear them and I understand that. But if I give him the Switch now, you know, he's never going to take me seriously when I have, you know, policies, rules, and procedures like later on. So I just, I can't do it.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.